Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Shadow Shepherd by Chad Zunker, performed by Noah Berman. Everything that we see is a shadow cast by that which we do not see. Martin Luther King, Jr. If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one who wandered off? Matthew 18:12. 1. Sam Callahan hung from the hotel balcony ledge, 4 stories up, and couldn't believe he was once again on the run from a man with a gun. His adrenaline was pumping, his breath short, his mind racing. It was all too familiar, like a recurring bad dream. The assassin had already shot and killed another man inside the hotel suite. Sam's new client, a guy he'd met only 20 minutes ago, before all hell broke loose. Sam hung from a brick ledge, looking down the 60 or so feet to the hotel grounds below. He shook his head, closed his eyes. He still had nightmares about last fall. The election, Red Rock assassins, the FBI manhunt, his cancer-stricken mom kidnapped, the gray-bearded man, his face plastered all over national TV news. He was still hearing the thunderous echo of private military helicopters chasing him from overhead and seeing visions of bullets rain down from the sky. He was still waking up in cold sweats with the face of his nemesis, square jaw, fresh in his mind, like a mental tattoo he could never erase. Now this. He thought of Natalie, the only woman he'd ever loved, and cursed. He had to get out of this alive. His fingers dug into the slippery brick, wet from the thick Mexico City humidity. The July afternoon heat was stifling. When he'd flung himself over the balcony railing a few seconds earlier, his left shoe had flown off and landed somewhere below in the central courtyard of the Four Seasons. He'd also torn a gash in the seat of his dark blue suit pants. Not that this was his biggest concern at the moment. That would be the killer still inside the executive suite. Sam's suit jacket was also inside, folded neatly over an expensive chair in the living room. His blue tie felt like it was choking him as it flapped in the hot breeze. He hated ties, and hadn't grown accustomed to wearing them since starting at the Benoltz law firm 3 weeks ago. Samuel W. Callahan, attorney at law. He was still getting used to the new title, and didn't like being an attorney at this very moment. His fingers trembled under the pressure of his dangling weight. They were already slipping. He wouldn't last too long. With his recent graduation from Georgetown Law,
sample complete. Ready to continue?